So before we start, I want to make sure that the translation is well. Who needs a translation? Raise your hands. Yes, but you won't hear if you sit up. So I suggest, Lila Purushottam, you sit in that corner, and then where the Smartaji sits, and then your sound will go this direction. You will look half at me with one eye, and the other eye, you will look at your audience. If this is too demanding the task, because I will talk very concentrated, we will have to see about an alternative. But I request your 100% presence in this. It won't be easy. You have to give your best. You will sweat. Mm-hmm. Use your intelligence very much. So, Govindananda, can you make sure that it is understood how you know how to do? Hare Rama, Hare Rama. I'm sorry. Yes. Okay, then you can welcome them and help them to find a place. My dear devotees, before I start, I want to give my most humble obeisances to my exalted spiritual master and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by whose mercy it is possible to address you all. I hope you are comfortable and have comfortably arrived and are now able to be fully present. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyare Satanine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Jaya Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. I want to extend a very warm welcome to all of you. I admire your courage and your sincerity that you have come to this retreat, because as you will see, it will require the best of you. Whatever it is, what is the best of you, that will be demanded to be here, so that your retreat is really successful. It is so much my desire that when you leave the island, you will be a changed person, and you will talk to others about your experience in meeting Krishna. This retreat is a retreat about a relationship. In this retreat, our relationship to Krishna will be deepened. And whenever you deepen a relationship to just a person, you will immediately find out so much more about this person, which up till now you did not know. So let me make sure the translation was not catching this. Can you hear? How do you say in Croatian? Dobro. So what was the difficulty just now? Cup of water, that you should have done before. It's not a restaurant, you are now in a lecture. I'm also not in a restaurant. This is much different than anything you have experienced so far. You need to be absolutely concentrated. It will be a new experience for you. It's something which is not yet there in the Hare Krishna movement. It's new. It's also, retreat is new in your life. Hare Krishna. Okay. I will repeat now what I've said so far, because it's so important for your understanding why you are here. My dear devotees, this is something so serious. We are now actually trying to go deeper in our relationship to Krishna. And this will require the very best of us. I need to have eye contact with every member of who is here. See, there's a timeless invitation from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna says, love me, develop a relationship with me. It's your most important project, Vijay Gauranga. It's a timeless invitation which comes down in the Vedas. Om Asato Ma Satgamaya Tamaso Ma Jyotirgamaya Mrityoramritam Gamaya Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Timeless. From the illusion, go to the truth. From the darkness, go to the light. From death, go to eternity. Be in peace. Be in peace. Be in peace. On a retreat, we say yes to this invitation of Krishna. We say yes to his request. Come to me. Leave illusion. Leave darkness behind. Leave death behind. Come to my kingdom. We say yes. And the most important thing you have to do while on a retreat is to keep this yes alive. It must be a glowing yes, Vandana. You must give fire to this yes. You must nourish this yes. And then you will be able to see miracles happening in 1 week. I guarantee you. See, my dear devotees, my dear friends of Krishna, my dear guests who do not yet understand what they have gotten into while coming here. Hare Krishna. there's a problem in the life of the conditioned soul. It is a gap. Now we need the Croatian word for gap. Yas, like yes, but with a yas. Z, yes. Yes, there's a gap in our life between what we believe to be true and what we actually experience in our life. There's a gap between the philosophy, the statements of Krishna in the timeless Vedic literature, and our life. There is a gap between, to make it more clear, between theory and practice. And this gap is not something which makes us comfortable in life. This gap brings all the miseries which we experience in our life. I want to give you an experience or an understanding which could be better explained by Lalita Priya, our dentist. Lalita Priya will now laugh about me. Hare Krishna, Lalita Priya. When you have in your tooth a filling which doesn't close with the tooth, then all kinds of, you know, food will accumulate there, and it will infect, and it will make caries. Then it will eat away your tooth and finally your nerves. And you go like this, Lalita Priya, dizzy. Oh. When there's a gap in your heart between what you believe in to be true and your actual experience, then you will see how in this gap so many things, compromises come, so many frustrations with your life. Oh, I became a devotee, but I have not yet changed. I have not yet experienced the promises which are there in the scriptures. It says one is happy, but I'm so miserable. It says one is like this figure there on the Japa retreat, you know, with a big smile, but my mouth goes the opposite direction in my life. So much misery. This happens if there is a gap between your belief and your actual experience. In a retreat, we try to close this gap. We really want to experience that Krishna is in the holy name. We really want to experience that we can have a lively relationship with the Lord, where there are revelations, where there's something going on. We don't want to be stay on the level of theoretical devotees who, as a result of their theoretical experience, just a suffering. I would like to give you an example about being on the theoretical platform and not being on the realized platform. There were once three people, two men and one woman, who decided that life in the city is, a material life, is so trivial. trivial, ordinary, boring, unsatisfying. They could see all around people were just thinking about making money, quarreling, and being just in a boring material consciousness day after day. So they decided to renounce this life and become monks and a nun. They moved out, they looked for long, and then they found a wonderful place, almost like the place which we will visit on Thursday. Yes, our excursion day. There was a nice valley, a nice lake, a river. And they stayed there and began to live a simple life dedicated to God consciousness. One day, it so happened that a wild horse came to this hermitage. The horse looked beautiful. It was muscular. It had nice hair here. It had big eyes. It made a nice horse sound. And so on. And they looked at this creature. But because they kept the law of Mona, silence, in order to be more concentrated on the chanting of mantras and on the thoughts of God, they had decided to practice the vrata, vow of silence. They didn't talk about it. Now, 1 year later, the first man, let us call him Miroslav, started to say, "What a wonderful horse. He was so good." For 1 year, this man had thought about the conch, the horse. And I remember the color. It was dark brown. So no one said anything. They only looked at him with staring eyes. "You have broken your vow of silence." A half year later, the second man, his name was not Miroslav, but what is a good name? Vladimir. Vladimir said, "Klupas, nonsense! The horse was not dark brown, it was black. You are an illusion." Then the others looked at him. He had broken the vow of silence. But Mahud Jwala, although he had given up everything and had now gone to the forest or to the nature in order to concentrate on God realization, all this poor fool was thinking about was the black or the dark brown horse. 1 year passed, and finally the lady broke her vow of silence. Her name was Slatki. What is a good woman, Lay? Slavica. Slavica. "You foolish men. All you do is continuing quarrel. I can't stand this. I will go back to the city." So all the three had a belief that they wanted to follow the path of spiritual life. They wanted to leave the world of illusion, the world of death. They wanted to go to the kingdom of God. But in their minds, they were totally somewhere. Isn't that our situation also? Aren't we sometimes in the same dilemma? That we have started our spiritual practice in earnestness, but we are not making spiritual realizations. We are just dreaming away our life. We are just not connected. We are not present. We are not experiencing everything. So in this retreat, we wish to help all of us to close this gap between belief and experience, theory and practice, which when this gap remains in us, will bring so much pain and so much material life back into our life. So I would now like to say how such a retreat, how we will do this. I mean, what will we do? Will we just retreat? By now everyone looks at me, oh, well, this seems to be serious stuff. Oh my God, I didn't expect this. How can we make this work for us, Amarananda? How will you realize Krishna in 6 days? See, retreats work when you move into a new space. And we will soon see this a little bit. We have made some chart for you. When you keep on doing the things which you already do, you will get the same results which you already get. Albert Einstein was once asked to give a definition of craziness, and he said to keep on doing the same things and expect new results. If you do the same things as you have always done, Darko, you will get only more of the same things which you already have gotten in your life. So in a retreat, we are trying to leave our ordinary world behind us and move into something new, where we can make new experiences. We will do new things which we have never done, Raj Kishore, before. We will dare to think new thoughts we have never thought before. We will develop new habits which we have never even thought about, like, for instance, punctuality. We will actually work, believe it or not, on mind control. We will develop a new style of sitting. Sit properly. Everyone goes like, I'm getting already enthusiastic, Prabhus. Believe it or not, we will actually try to awaken our spiritual heart. And we will laugh like we have never laughed before. And we may also cry like we have never cried before. For Krishna. Do you understand this thing that if you keep on doing the same things which you always do, you will get the same results. For instance, if I always overeat, I will develop an impressive volume in my stomach. I can't expect that I will become healthier and that the belly goes back a little if I keep on eating the same amounts. Or if I keep on quarreling with devotees, I will always experience some agitation in the mind. So, or if I talk always the same things I talk about, I will not experience a new consciousness. So, in a retreat, we have to develop, we will go into a new space where new experiences can happen. My dear devotees, there is an ancient culture of retreats. For instance, in our tradition, there is a pilgrimage where you, for instance, go to the sacred mountain, Kailash, or even better, in my humble opinion, where you go around the periphery of Vrindavan, the Braj Mandal Parikrama. I believe, Gaurahari, you did it. Maybe our Dayal. Who of you went on Braj Mandal Parikrama so far? Oh, I did not know, Devashi Narada, that you also went on Braj Mandal Parikrama.
Deserted,
yes, I deserted. Yes, but otherwise you did. Congratulations for the 25 days or so. The Braj Mandal Parikrama, by the way, is done for 40 days. We will meet this number again. In Sufism, it was there that you would just lock yourself in a room for 40 days and you would eat once a day in the evening dates. This is very good. With dates you can fast like anything because it gives energy. And you would only pray to the Lord and do your dhikra, your chanting of his name. Rames. The North Americans, they had retreats where they would often visit sweat lodges. It's like an igloo, and only that it's extremely hot, not cold. They put stones, glowing stones. They take them out of a fire, then put them inside, pour water over it, and you sweat like anything, and during this time, you just chant mantras like, Oh, mani tubu ho, mani tubu ho, and you just pray like anything. You shouldn't laugh about it because it's very strenuous to sit in this. You sweat like anything. I have personally done. Only I have chanted Hare Krishna while this was going on. you actually die a symbolic death in this, and you then pray, all your poisons, toxins leave you, and pray to the Almighty Spirit for mercy and realizations. The Australian go on a walk for 40 days. It's called Dream Time Walk. The Aborigines, they visit Mount, what was the mountain called? This Mount Aya, I believe, this red thing. The whole idea of pilgrimage is you leave your old space, your old comfort zone behind, go into something new, and pray for realizations to happen. And it happens in all cultures because it is something which is of universal Gültigkeit, value of universal application. If you wish to have new experiences in your life, spiritual experiences, you should leave the old comfort zone in which you live, in which you die behind, to make new experiences in relationship with Krishna. So I will now give you a few pillars for your successful retreat. You don't have to make notes of this because we will hang these out. I hear they are just in you will see these around so that you can remember yourself. You should I invite you to enter a new space, and that means to separate yourself from the outside world and cut the usual dependencies and distractions in your life. Most of us Westerners are totally busy in our lives with the wrong thing, and we totally forget that we are eternal souls. We are so busy, but we are running in the wrong direction. And this also happens when we enter spiritual life. We keep on that same thing. So therefore, I request you, because we are in Croatia, and I will be intense with you, but not too intense. It's a Mediterranean life here. I request you, the best is if you can cut your telephone calls and your emails, no newspaper, TV or radio. We just want to cut that relationship to the world of distraction. Is that all right with you? If someone dies and you have to make a phone call, Moshe, you know, that's of course okay. But do you understand why? We need to enter now into a new space. We need to leave the old world behind. And the old world keeps calling on telephone. How are you? And here, this happened and that happened. Let it happen for 1 week. There won't be any harm if you are not participating. Do you see why this is important? Enter the new space. Because we want to make new realizations. Then I sincerely invite you to join a community of seekers. We are now together here. Everyone who came because Krishna arranged it and put some desire in the heart. So my request to you is, take part fully. Be here. Share openly. I will ask you many times to discuss your realizations and be punctual. See, I personally care so much about each one of you that you can hear and that you have an experience. How can I start without any one of you? When you don't come, you send a signal to the group, is I don't care that you wait. We can only start as a group now. You know, it's almost like a ship. When we will go on a boat excursion, when not everyone comes on the ship, we can't start our journey. It would be very impolite to start the journey without anyone. Maybe. You will see when we were in the when we have this boat excursion, we will have to count, is he there, is she there, is there? Because if we leave you, you will not get any, you will not get back to your rooms, you will not be able to take your prasadam, it will be cold, maybe there's a wolf on this island who will attack you, you have to be there. So join, please, the community of seekers. I just came from Radha Desh, and I had a person who wrote down, it was Biljana from Macedonia, and when I said join the community of seekers, she wrote join the community of seekers, you know. And then I said, and share openly, and she understood, and shave openly. And you know, everyone was just laughing. So the word is seekers. Well, how do we say seeker? Yes. So join us. Be here. Bring your mind. Bring your heart. Bring yourself and be with us at the times which you will later, which I will later say. There are in this retreat, there are times where you are absolutely expected to be present, and there are times when you can be for yourself, when you can be in nature, when you can make your there is a lot of time where, for yourself. I will talk about this a little later. The third point is take complete responsibility for your experience. You know, if you have not realized Krishna and you are not a pure devotee at the end of the retreat, it's not my fault, it's yours. Chitra Benvenuti. Hare Krishna. Please come. Many more devotees will arrive. There will be. So trust and depend. What I mean with take responsibility is connect and depend on your own abilities. We will, for instance, enter a 64 round days where we will observe the vow of silence for one complete day. So it is up to you if you do that or not. I will also request you to not engage in conversation before 7 o'clock, because then and only then you can use your time properly to chant your rounds with full concentration. You must take responsibility for this. This is only a help which I can offer you, some suggestion, but it is up to you to imply these things in your life. The fourth is something which I really have to express. Panunandini smiles so happily, but this is a little intense. Enter a symbolic death. Now, what is this? If you want something new to come, something old has to die. You know, if you want spiritual realization in your life to happen, some old habits, some old patterns of thought, And more than anything, some old habits have to go. We will do this symbolic death not so intense, because after all we are at this level one in the Japa retreat. We will just practice some solitude and silence and be grave, something which is a sincere challenge. You know, the Italian devotees had asked me to organize a Japa retreat, and I had answered, maybe after 5 years. I don't think you are yet ready for this. You need a festival at this moment. Cantare, danzare, and mangiare, and sleepare. That is for you, which will help you in your Krishna consciousness. This is too existential at this moment. I will come back in 5 years and see how you are doing. The fifth is, everyone looks, my God, is it getting heavier or lighter? Experience a new birth. What I mean with this are, you will practice some new, you will make some new discoveries in your life, things which were not clear to you, and you will get new insights. And this will help you to come to a new level, a higher level than you're presently on. And the last is something which I cannot stress enough. It is depend on divine grace. Yes. The Bhojansto Milasti, the divine grace, is very important, my dear devotees. We will try to sincerely enter a new space. We will be present in the community of seekers. We will take responsibility, and we will experience a new life, a new practice, and so on. But see, we will try our best, but ultimately, everything depends on Krishna. In this Japa retreat, I therefore request all of you to become receivers and to stop trying to be achievers. Do you know what is an achiever mentality? I will make this happen. I will, with my own strengths, I will do this. No, we have to receive. We can just prepare our hearts, and it's up to Krishna. We will patiently wait for Krishna to open the doors which are meant to open for us. We will patiently wait for Krishna to give us that mercy which he thinks is necessary. In the last Japa retreat, 2 years ago, one of the devotees had wonderful experiences one day, and the other day, the devotee really had to struggle with an unconcentrated mind. The devotee came to me and said, "What am I experiencing?" And I told the devotee, "Krishna is saying you, here I'm here for you when you call me." This was on the first day, and on the second day, he said, "But you have to endeavor also. It's not so easy. I'm not so cheap." So Krishna will give you during this retreat your own realizations which are meant to happen. I want to read you a few, thank you very much, Panu Nandini, we will at the end hear and just a little summary of the guidelines. I want to read you a little feedback from last Japa retreat in Radhadesh. I'm just coming from that Japa retreat. I was very, very happy to have very sincere and advanced students there. Krishna Chetraprabhu was my student, and he was so correct. I mean, he had the best experience because he gave a lot of energy and a lot of concentration. So one devotee wrote, "My God, what a revelation!" Another devotee wrote, "It's simply not possible for me to understand what has happened to me." Another devotee wrote, older devotee, "I applied the cathedral of sound." It's a certain technique which you will learn to vibrate your whole being with mantras. You know, every cell of you will vibrate. And suddenly, I saw something in my heart. I saw Radha and Krishna, and they were smiling as if they were always there. And they seemed to indicate, "Finally, you have done something to come closer to us." The next thing I saw was that in my whole body, there was just spurious vibration, and also outside. Then I bowed down and offered Radha and Krishna a lot of white flowers. Hare Krishna. So don't think this is a sentimental devotee or an irrealistic devotee. It's a very old devotee and very, very, very good standing. Another devotee has said, "I have taken a sankalpa." Sankalpa is a vow. "To spend more time with the practice of chanting. I have faith in the instructions which came. And I know following this will lead me to auspiciousness." One devotee, I mean, now because this devotee is so humble and so wonderful, I know she will not mind if I tell you the name. Said, "After 13 years of chanting," what does this mean? Apostrophe? Is it apostrophe in English? And it is. Yes. What is in? Thank you. Apostrophe. After 13 years of chanting, I finally got a drop of taste for the holy name. Thank you for saving my life. Would you like to know who wrote this? Your eternally indebted servant, Anupama. Another devotee wrote, "This retreat was spiritually my best experience for at least the 4 years where I'm in Radhadesh." And Radhadesh is wonderful, you know, very wonderful. Another devotee wrote, "If someone asks me," you know, this devotee chants for a long time, "how long I'm chanting, then my answer now must be Since yesterday I'm chanting. Because yesterday it was the first time in my life that I actually had a deep, deep experience with Krishna. I feel every devotee should visit a retreat like this at the beginning of his spiritual life, in the middle of his spiritual life, and at the end of his spiritual life. Finally, because I'm talking so intensely, I mean, there are many more things, but time is also there. One devotee wrote, Maharaj, I'm very much a humor fan. So this retreat was simply great because of the humor. In other words, I want to say to my audience, Mediterranean audience, don't worry, it is wonderful. I just have to give you a little thing. So my request to you is, if you can take full responsibility for this retreat, for your experience, and follow some simple guidelines which we will now introduce to you, then you can expect miracles. The guidelines which we want to give you is, keep good expectations all the time there. Good expectations. What does this mean? Expectationski, isn't it? Yes. Sounds good. That is, you know, know that if you give your best, Krishna can do wonders. Then the second is, please maintain focus and energy. Now for this I've turned to my always sleeping Hare Krishna audience. You need to sleep enough. If I see someone falling asleep, I will send him or her to bed. Because I just can't tolerate if you struggle so painfully to remain awake. Therefore, we have made a schedule where you can take enough rest. It's important that you are absolutely there. And not like... There's one man amongst us, I will not call his name, who is the expert in struggling to keep awake. But I can guarantee you, if you struggle with these points to keep awake, you can only understand 50% of what you hear. It will not make a change in you. So you must sleep. Third guideline is, be on time. We have illustrated this already. You know what it means to be on time in the mode of passion? No. To be on time in the mode of ignorance. Let's start there. It is to come 2 minutes too late or 5 minutes too late. You know, the... Our devotee, be on time. I mean, I'm the versest on this. You know, no, I preach really on me. I'm the Mr. Late. I'm. So this is be on time in the mode of ignorance, to just come too late. To be on time in the mode of passion means you run like anything. You come down the stairs, you know, like fury. Have you seen the Fury movies? Fury? No, it's very fast horse, you know. <laughs> 7 o'clock. I made it. This is to be on time in the mode of passion. To be on time in the mode of goodness is to be there 2 minutes before it starts, to find your comfortable sitting place, to just relax, be in a peaceful mood and be very ready to hear what comes new. By the way, this is from Ayurveda, some Ayurvedic knowledge about the three ways to be on time. Fourth is, be a caring and committed participant. You know what is a caring? Caring, be there, care for others, care that everything goes well, and give your 100% commitment. Fifth is no or minimal mobile phone communication and downloading. If you don't know what is downloading, that's very good. No need to explain to you. And sixth is find your treasure. It is waiting for you. Thank you very much. The devotees, without my having asked them, have put everywhere the symbol of our retreat. You see these. Very sattvic. Oh, yeah. The butterfly. Beautiful butterfly. Because the butterfly gives us such a lesson. When he starts out, he is an earthbound creature, a caterpillar, a gusenice, who lives from rotten leaves and so on. Then at one stage, he feels, I want to fly. It's almost like all of you. You were living ordinary material lives. Wherever you were. And then you met the devotees and you heard about Krishna in the spiritual world. And you decided, I want to fly. I want to be free. I want to be a free, realized spiritual soul. So then the gusenice, the caterpillar, what does he do? He goes on retreat. He goes into a cocoon. He separates himself from the outside world. He has minimal or no telephone communication, and so on. He gives his full commitment. He's really there for his own transformation. And something happens. He goes through a symbolic death. Yes, I didn't know that, but I heard from a biology scientist that everything dies away. And Philip, he becomes a little slimy inside. You know, when you look, there is nothing. It doesn't look like a gusenice anywhere, more a caterpillar. It doesn't look like a butterfly. It looks like a soup. The only thing which remains is a certain cell in which there is a DNA, a genetic information, coded, which we could call, for practical matters, an imagination cell. And this cell restructures and reorganizes the matter so that this beautiful being comes out of this chitra. It is. Now, would you like, because Chitra is a professor of music and of drum playing in Italy, and you are able to understand this with your scientific brain. Would you like to know the codex of the imaginative cell? It is the same codex which makes the human heart beat. If that codex doesn't send out information, the human heart dies. It comes to a still stand and then dies. So I find this so beautiful, this analogy. For the earthbound creature to come into a butterfly, he needs a certain information, a codex which works. And then only the transformation, a certain imaginative cell, can take part. In the same way, so this codex is the same codex which, the same information which keeps your heart banging. Prabhus, Matajis, convince devotees and doubters alike. For your own transformation, you need your spiritual heart to move. If your spiritual heart stops, Pavle, and material thoughts come, you won't be able to go to this transformation. It's very important. I don't speak of this retreat now only. I speak about life. So I find somehow this butterfly, oops, just reminds us, and I have not thought about this, but our decorative crew has so kindly put butterflies all over, even on this seat. I mean, I hope maybe I fly with the butterflies while I talk out of the window. they have captured this motive so that you can remember to work on your own transformation. No? This is very, very, very good. Krishna, Hare Krishna. So now I will ask you first of all, do you have all notebooks? You will need them. Maybe we can provide. Who has no pen and no paper? Banu Nandini, can you look, please? Do we have extra pens, or we can get them maybe from Splitjanans? What? Somehow. I really request you, I have an extra pen which I can borrow you, and you can also see, if you don't have, you can also get paper from others. I have just bought a new notebook, and we can take, oh my God, I'm full of pens. Because I know the Hare Krishna people are the only people in the world who go to a seminar and don't take notes. Really, it's the only people. There's a scientific investigation by Peter Burwash, you know, who has spoken to many people. You don't need it now, because I can make the exercise in a different way. I have four pens. I will. Oh, these are my favorite pens. But I will. One I can't give you. It is. I will put them here, and you can pick them up later. And I trust in your honesty to put them back at the end of the seminar. I trust you completely. That's not a difficult task. It may be difficult to remember to put them there, but no problem. Yes. So, all right. Then you will have to work in groups now, of groups of two. Let me see. Yes. Mm. Well, yeah, no, now we don't do a writing exercise. No need of writing, Satyabhama. We will have a talking exercise. I request you now, please, to be so kind to turn to a devotee and build groups of two. Mm-hmm. Who has not yet found a partner, please raise your hand. Yes, so you will team up. Mm-hmm. Now, please decide who of you is partner A. Please raise your hand. All right, and who is partner B? Very good. Yes. By the way, it is. I will in a moment tell you what to do. When we were in Radhadesh, the devotees were so enthusiastic. They started to get, you know, they started to talk like anything, and then I said, but you don't know the exercise of it. No, we were very enthusiastic, Maharaj. It's so good. By the way, I must remind you, it's absolutely necessary for you to participate in the exercises. If you don't participate in the exercise, you will not go through a certain process which is very important for you to do your archaeology, you know, to find your treasures. This is extremely scientifically designed. So, I request you to take a moment now. If you have a pen, it will be easier, pen and paper. From tomorrow on, you will have it. And just think to yourself, without even communicating with your partner, because your partner is extremely busy in the same task which you are busy with. What do you want? How do you rate your japa? From the number of 1 to 10. No, wait a minute. One, if you give your japa the note 1, it means, you know, 10 is the best. And 1 means it's really miserable for you to chant your rounds. You chant miserable rounds. 10 would mean you chant like an enlightened soul with Krishna's presence in the heart. If you rate your japa to be 5, number 5, you would say, well, it's just enough to keep me alive and spiritual life. You know, that would be 5. So each one of you take a moment. Here are pens, actually. It's good if you have a piece of paper. I mean, who can spare paper? Madhupati, please get up, and anyone who needs a pen, please get the pen. Yes. Who has an extra pen? Madhupati has an extra pen. So take a moment time and just rate your japa from the number 1, which is the verses number, to number 10. It should be very fast. You have 1 minute time to do that. Next question. You have to be very concentrated for this. Second question. Why have you given... What is the reason that your japa is on the level which you have just now identified? What is the reason? You have 1 minute and 30 seconds for this. Ten more seconds. Third question. What could you do to improve your japa and bring it maybe one number or two number or three numbers or four numbers ahead? What could you do? You have 2 minutes for this. Let us say 3 minutes. Think hard. What could you do? But my dear devotees, Nasi Dragi Bhaktas, don't put something unrealistic like from now on I could chant each day 64 rounds with full concentration. I could follow Haridas Thakur, you know. Realistically, what could you do? I think we all know what we could do, so we have 1 more minute to write down what we already know. You have just thought about 3 questions. Could someone help us to remember this question? What was the first question, please? We should rate our japa, yes, from 1 to 10, yes. Then the second question. Yes, why have we arrived at this number? And the third question, what can we do to improve? Now I request you to share what you have just now found out with your neighbor. Share very openly, and for this exercise, partner B will start. Haribo, Haribo. So nice to see how you are very, you're sharing very openly. That's very nice. Now I want to request that partner A is sharing the answers to the 3 questions and then you can discuss it. Huh? Haribo, Haribo, Hare Krishna. Thank you so much. I know that when we come to the Mediterranean Sea, sharing will not be a problem. Now I would like you to discuss, the two of you, partner A and partner B, how do you think your japa retreat can help you to improve your chanting? What do you expect? Why did you come here? What is your purpose? It's very important that you think a little bit about this. What do you want to do at the japa retreat? It's called a sankalpa. When you go into bed in the evening, you should always remind yourself what you came here for, because then you will 100% attain it. You must be focused a little bit. So I would really like you to take a little time. Usually that's why writing is so good, because when we write about these questions, we can go deeper into us. There is something, it's called, you know, the writing, free writing. Something comes out. But if you don't have a pen or paper now, no problem. Just think for one moment what you came for, why you are here, what is your expectation in this japa retreat. Please think, no discussion, we will. You could start your sentence, for instance, like, I hope in my japa retreat I will develop a taste for the holy name. Or you could think, I hope that at this japa retreat I will go deeper in my relationship with Krishna, like this, huh? I will soon ask you to share this with the whole group, and also with me, so that I know how to serve you. Please write, what is your hope, your expectation? I think we are almost ready, is this correct? Hare Krishna. Enough writing exercises. I would now request you to share with the group, because I think it's very, very inspiring to hear from each other what we wish to attain. I want to write it down somewhere, but I also don't have a piece of paper. Sridhar. Thank you, Maharaji. I write. Yes, I can write. I usually devour one notebook a day. I write so much. Yes. All right. Can we please hear? And please, we are now a community of seekers. Huh? We want to learn what the others... So, what are your expectations? Maharaji, your good name, please? Sharada Devidasi. Sharada Devidasi. Yes, Maharaji, please speak.
I'm hoping to chant a temple for the pleasure of Krishna and
feel
his presence.
Good. Yes, who else? And brief, huh?
Now I really think it's a question death or life, because after 16 years I think it would be very good to do something serious about the holy name. I mean, not that.
Yes, wonderful. Yes?
I want to learn to give time exclusively for chanting.
I might remind you sometimes of this. Wonderful, yes. Because we have set this week aside for just to do that. I want to give time, thank you very much, exclusively for chanting. Yes, someone else? Sridhar.
Feel Krishna in the holy name.
Feel Krishna in the holy name. Wow, you have an ambitious project. Wonderful. Yes, then? Maharaji.
I would like to learn how to open the heart to Krishna.
Yeah, Your good name, please, again. Yes, I remember you from 2 years ago. Open heart vocation. Mm-hmm. Yes, wonderful. I'm so excited. You know, open a heart for Krishna. This is really, what a jewel of the Pavle.
To develop a relationship with Krishna, to extend that it becomes obvious that he alone can fulfill all our needs for friendship and love.
Wow, you are a beggar of friendship and love. Mm-hmm. Yes. Maharaji.
You have to learn the chanting of the holy names, and that Amitvani, which are still missing, the natural relationship with Krishna.
You want to learn how to chant and develop your natural relationship with Krishna? Did I understand correctly? Or?
I'd like to learn the real chanting of the holy names, and that I may find which are still missing.
Yeah. May you be successful. Hare Krishna. Yes? Yes?
To attract Krishna's attention with my chanting.
Wonderful. You want to become a lover of God. You want to attract Krishna with chanting. I'm so happy to hear these. I hope you're serious about what you say now, because you have very, very, very exalted goals. Rivaye, what is your goal?
Well, my goal is to develop a steady chanting practice for start, and to attain a state where I don't feel that chanting is hard.
Yeah. Oh, what a... Oh, I'm so, yes, come. Who can sympathize with Rivaye? We want that this is a joyful practice. Susukam kartum avyayam. Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. Ne? Raja Vidya, this is the king of knowledge. Raja Guyam, oh, it's the most secret of all secrets. Pavitram, it's the most pure of all pure things. And finally, its execution brings joy. We should chant in a mood of ulasa, says Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Simple joy of the heart. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Like a wonderful. It's the most, I can't stop this. Hare Rama, wonderful. Ram. Here is Radha, here is Krishna. With pretty, with love. You are at the right place. I can already feel my audience. Prabhus, Matajis, I'm sure this will all come, you know, because I have given now, Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu asked me how many japa retreats you have done, and I said, well, if I can remember, it must be now like 15 or so. And it's always miracles which happen. Miracles of Krishna's thing. I want to thank you very, very much. Now, let me summarize. In this retreat, we will go into a new space from where we will sincerely work on our relationship with Krishna through his most merciful holy names. In the age of Kali, it has always been said in Shastras that Krishna is present in his holy name. There we can make our relationship. We have come to the end of this first session. Entering the retreat, there will be a few announcements, but few and very succinct. Chung, 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 chung. Then I will just tell you a few more things, and then will be. And we also are cooking prasadam for you. I think you hear cling, clang, cling, clang, cling, cling. So Govindanandan will. But my dear devotees, I will go to bed and I will pray the whole night that all your goals will be reached by you. Krishna. You must become realized souls. You must experience the joy of Krishna consciousness. Ulasa.
Thank you very much, His Holiness Sachinandan Swami. I will just make a few announcements as brief as possible. Those devotees who already gave